long, beer gobbler. Get off that hen. I sure wouldn't like to hear gobble, gobble, gobble again. I got a mouth call, sleigh call, and box call, but you ain't coming in. Long, beer gobbler. Get off that hen. Fresh took shade droppings on the ground. Give me proof that you are near. Please don't deprive me of that sound that I love to hear. Long beard gobbler, get off of that hen. I sure wouldn't like to hear gobble, gobble, gobble again. Got a mouth call, slate call, and box call, but you ain't coming in. Long beard gobbler, get off of that hen.
Welcome back. Thanks for riding through the break with us. Your host, Ray I, on a beautiful Saturday morning. Turkey season here in Missouri, and we just returned from Western Oklahoma Rut and Strut Guide Service. We had our media hunt out there sponsored by Indian Creek Shooting Systems, Winchester, Longbeard, Turkey Ammunition, Hooks Custom Calls, World Slam Adventures, Cedar Hill Game Calls, and Mossberg. Need a little intro here, Matty G. I happen to have the lovely Linda from Mossberg, Linda Pyle, on the phone with us this morning. We're going to do a little recap of our media hunt. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Ray. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
You bet. I'm happy to be with you and have the opportunity to relive our hunt.
Yes, for sure. We had a great time out in Oklahoma. Good hunt, Rut and Strut. Todd Rogers did a great job for us. What did you think overall of the media hunt this year?
And leaving camp and driving away, I was just thinking about what an incredible trip it had been. First of all, Todd has an incredible operation, and he's just a first-class guy. I would hunt with him anytime. So, you know, you're off to the right start when you have a good outfitter. And then it was just kind of unique that we had just the girls this year with you and Tony. I think it just made it a very special camp, and one I won't forget for a long time.
Yeah, it was a girl trip. I really like it. It was so good to get the girls back together. And as I said on my on-cameras that I already shot for the television show, is that me and you and Melanie have hunted, this is the third year, we did two Ozark hunts trying to get the elusive gobbler on camera with Melanie, and then we were able to pull it off in Oklahoma. So it's a great story.
Oh, it was wonderful. You know, I was just so hopeful that she was going to be successful because she wanted it so desperately, you know, and I was just thrilled beyond words when you guys came back. I hate that I wasn't sitting with you, but it was exciting when you guys came back and she was able to tell her story.
Yeah, I wish you were sitting with us too because you missed a great show. I was laughing so hard. She just kills me. That girl is awesome. She is so funny. You as a sponsor with Mossberg, we had the girls outfitted with some guns. Why don't we talk about Hillary? Well, we're already talking about Melanie. Let's talk about what Melanie took her gobbler with and hunted with out there in Oklahoma. Then we'll talk about Hillary.
Sure. You know, Melanie was using a gun that I would recommend for a lot of people, although it's called our 500 Super Bantam or youth gun. It has a shorter length of pull, also shorter barrel, and the dimensions of the gun are actually reduced a bit so that the forend is closer. So overall, it's a more compact package, which makes it great for younger shooters, shooters with shorter lengths of pull, but anybody that's looking for that, you know, compact gun to take out in the woods. And she had a 20 gauge, which is nice too with today's loads. It's not really necessary to take that hard hitting 12 gauge.
Right.
But it's just a great all around lightweight compact shotgun, dependable pump action. And, you know, the great thing about it too, it has that little insert in the stock.
Yes.
So if you want to adjust it, you can add a full inch to the length of pull. So think about it for a younger shooter. As they grow, the gun can actually grow with them.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say next, because for my youth hunters, we use that gun. And then when I when we took it out for Melanie to shoot, I'd put that extension on it because she's a little larger than some of the kids, but she's still small stature, small gal. And actually, sure. That gun really fit her well, and a 20 gauge, and didn't have the kick, and it did a great job.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I love it because, you know, particularly if you're maneuvering in the woods and having that shorter barrel and everything too, it's just easier to get around.
Yes, it is. And what was Hillary shooting? She looked like some kind of a turkey terrorist out there running around.
Well, Hillary's actually using my favorite gun, and that's what I brought along too. It's our 500 Tactical Turkey. And both Hillary and I were shooting the 12 gauge, but it's also available in a 20. It has a 6-position adjustable stock, typically what you might see on a tactical gun or an AR. But the beauty of that is, then once again, with that 6-position adjustability, you can adjust it for different length of pull if different members of your family want to use the same gun. Or think about it, maybe on a cooler morning when you have a heavier jacket on, you can shorten down the stock a bit, or maybe later in the afternoon when it's warm and you're hunting in a T-shirt, you can lengthen it out. So I just think it's, you know, the perfect all-around turkey gun. Has a nice short barrel. It's only a 20-inch barrel, fully camoed with Mossy Oak. It has a strap, too, on that fore-end, which is nice, and the pistol grip. And that's one of the reasons that I really like this setup. You can really have greater control. You know, it's easier for me to handle with one hand, or if you're having to sit for, you know, a bit while a bird's coming in and you don't want to move. That pistol grip and that fore-end strap really help you to stabilize the gun and sit more comfortably.
Yeah, she did a great job. She was so excited when she took her gobbler. And, you know, all the things going on in camp and all the fun we had, we could go on for hours and laugh about stuff. But my favorite yet, is when I got to hear the story with Tony Caggiano set up with our Hillary and they're hunting. And Tony says something about the turkey not coming. And Hillary turned around and said, "It's because your calling sucks." I mean, that's awesome. That is so cool.
We did kind of have fun with that the whole weekend. You know, we didn't give Tony a break, did we?
No. And I want to tell everybody that, you know, this wasn't a cakewalk. I mean, we had high winds. There's a lot of turkeys out there, but it wasn't just a perfect hunt where every turkey just come running in. We worked really hard, and Todd worked extremely hard getting out and locating birds for us to get us set up. And we had to work for these birds. But, boy, it turned out to be a great camp and a great hunt.
Yeah, it really was, and I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, between the wind, the birds in general just didn't seem that interested.
No, not at all.
But Todd was awesome. I mean, he did a scouting. You know, in our case, he found 3 long gobblers, you know, that, you know, he didn't see any hens around him. He came back and told us about it, gave us an opportunity to go out that afternoon and work that field, and lo and behold, they got the same script that we did.
Yeah, thank goodness.
And and they showed up, but, you know, kudos to him for, you know, knowing the land and where his birds are.
Absolutely.
I mean, that first morning on the roost too was incredible.
Yeah.
Things didn't pan out, but man, he put us right in for us to have just a spectacular morning.
Where do you see the video for I shot that morning and the audio? It is tremendous. It's good stuff. We got a great show, had a great time. Oh, one more thing. Promotional wise, you gave us all your Mossberg caps with the light in it, and you can replace the battery. Those are so good because your hands are free. Do you guys sell those? Can the hunters, when they see those on the show and see us with those, can they order those?
Oh, I wish we do, but, you know, we haven't yet put that on our own store, you know, online store, but, you know, I would think I'll go back to the team and suggest that we add those because they come in real handy, not just for turkey hunting, but for deer hunters.
For everything.
Deer hunters, anybody that's going in and out in early light or coming back in out at night, it's great just to have that handy
cap
with the light.
Yeah, I used to use the headlamp thing, but with the cap, it's on, and you got the switch, and it's got the 2 lights, and the 1 light under the bill. When I go to set up my camera in the morning, it's not blinding everybody, and I can see everything. It's just a great product, and I just had that question. I've been thinking about that because I've got a lot of people say, "Hey, where'd you get that cap?" when they see me use it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I get asked a lot about, do I have an extra 1 or 2 of those?
Yeah, I know Mark Strand's still crying about Florida. Somebody took my hat, so I'm going to see him today. So, Linda, I'm going to give him a hat, okay?
Oh, good. And give him a hug for me, too.
I will, Linda. Well, Linda, thank you so much. Enjoyed sharing camp with you again. Always a great time. And like I tell a lot of people, we've been to a lot of camps together and had a lot of fun. And this is one of the turkey camps is going to be one of my best memories. What a great camp. Great camp.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Ray. I agree with you. It'll be lots of great memories now that we can share.
All right. Thank you, Linda. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you down the road, okay?
All right. You too.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls, the lovely Linda Powell, Mossberg, Quality Firearms. We need to take a break, and we'll see you all on the other side. Happy turkey season, everyone.